Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a Friday. It's going to be a very, very active weekend because people are going to want to pull out like that sweater or that jacket that they haven't worn since last year. Maybe they bought something new with the idea that it might actually get cool here one day. Well, it's going to get cool this weekend with a definite cold front coming through here. Should be here really basically between 2 and 4 in the morning, according to Chris Franklin. And it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow and really nice tomorrow night and then very cool and beautiful on Sunday. So it's going to be a great weekend for a lot of things that are going on. So we've been talking on this Free For All Friday about a bunch of different things happening. LSU, since the game is an 11 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, I mean, that's early kickoff. They're already on the field stretching right now. And so LSU and Florida play at 11 o'clock Tiger Stadium tomorrow. Now, you know, I would think LSU in the points. I thought LSU was going to lose to Kentucky. I thought Kentucky was going to beat LSU. But I have a feeling that LSU is going to come back and at least beat the point spread. Maybe even, you know, win the game. But I'm not an expert. You know where you can get some expert advice? The BetQL Network. It's available nationwide. The Odyssey mobile app and Odyssey.com. It's wagertainment. Morning, noon, and night. Get the best sports betting tips from Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, BetQL Network. Or you could listen to The Bet in New Orleans, 92.9 FM or 1350 AM. So check that out. Southeastern is at Houston Baptist at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Nicholls State is at Incarnate Word at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And some big high school games. And don't forget to check in with the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup tonight, starting at 7 o'clock with Brad Lumine and also Alan Waddell. And they'll be bringing you all the scores. Come some big games this weekend. Jesuit and John Curtis. Shaw and Brother Martin. Those are a couple of the big games that they'll be talking about tonight. So, yeah, a lot going on. And we've got a lot here, right? Here at WWL. So I'll get back to all of your calls here in just a moment. So there's a new CDC report that has come out, and it says that one out of six American adults enjoys binge drinking.
The latest CDC data shows one in six American adults binge drink, and of those people, about a quarter of them do it weekly. The agency defines binge drinking as five or more drinks for men in one sitting and four or more drinks for women.
Okay, we're getting that up here. We got a report here from the CDC. Here it is.
The latest CDC data shows one in six American adults binge drink, and of those people, about a quarter of them do it weekly. The agency defines binge drinking as five or more drinks for men in one sitting and four or more drinks for women.
You know, I mean, do you drink just to get drunk? I mean, is that fun? I tell you, we're going to do a show sometime on things that alcohol made you do that you know you shouldn't have done. I mean, there's a few things that stand out in my mind, and we'll go into that one afternoon. Also, we've been talking about this study that shows that Americans drank more and smoke more and exercise less during the pandemic.
I read that during the pandemic, Americans drank and smoked more and exercised less. Yep, just another article in Things You Don't Need to Be a Scientist to Know. I read heard that during the pandemic, Americans drank and smoked more and exercised less. Yep, just another article in Things You Don't Need to Be a Scientist to Know.
Yeah, and I hope if you started to consume something a little bit too much, you've kind of cut back on that just a little bit. My friend Amanda Shaw is doing really a great thing, and we've been talking about this on and off throughout the show. She is doing the Amanda Shaw Bayou Relief Tour. Free food, free advice from restoration experts, construction roofers, and public adjusters. Children's Hospital will be there to help you deal with stress and anxiety because of this tragedy. So free advice for your damaged home and your damaged spirit. Free meals and free Amanda Shaw and the Cute Guys. And tomorrow she'll be in Napoleonville, Assumption Parish, from 11 to 2. And Sunday, 11 to 2, at the Thibodeau Family Church. Amanda Shaw joins us on WWL. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really so proud of you for doing this thing. It's really a nice thing that you do, the Bayou Relief Tour. You're giving people food and free advice and a concert free.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, the minute that, you know, Hurricane Ida hit, you know, I felt like, you know, I needed to do something. You know, I feel so fortunate that my home, other than a few shingles, was completely fine. And I know so many people lost so much. And, you know, our communities have gone through this time and time again. And just, you know, reminding people that, you know, there's good out there and we have a future and we are resilient and we can get back out there and we will rebuild and be back better than ever. And I hope that that's what this event series does, is it helps people feel that sense of hope, you know, that sometimes we need that little push to be like, all right, I'm going to make it through this.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be great. And you know, you're giving back to people and you're bringing people together. And look, the people on the bayou and really everywhere, your music is so much fun. And so with the free food, and I love the idea of adding, you know, like free advice. And Children's Hospital is going to be there to help with advice on coping with stress and anxiety.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that, too, because I think, you know, one thing I feel like in the last few years we've been doing a lot better at as a society is talking more about mental health and the effects that, you know, things happening in our lives can have on us, like emotionally. And so when we were putting these events together, I was absolutely, absolutely thrilled that Children's Hospital said yes to coming on board and really reminding folks that the, you know, rebuilding of ourselves, all the things that we're going through emotionally inside, that's just as important to rebuild as our physical homes, you know, and just taking a moment to, you know, recognize our emotions and, you know, maybe doing something to help, you know, help ourselves, you know, okay, let's take a deep breath right now, you know, and maybe regulate those things and recognize, you know, okay, I'm having that a great moment, you know, what can I do to, you know, reset so I can be back for myself, for my family. So I was so thrilled that Children's Hospital like came on board and said yes to being a partner in this.
And you know, the professionals will tell you, the experts will tell you that, I mean, it's okay to have a down day. I mean, it's okay to be down. And I mean, if you're like really down, it's okay to recognize that, because if you recognize it, then you know that you can pick yourself up from there.
Exactly, exactly. And it's totally okay to admit, you know, sadness and admit it doesn't make you weak, you know. And sometimes I feel like we carry these things in our hearts because it makes us feel like, okay, I have to be tough for everyone else. But sometimes you have to take care of yourself so you can help those around you.
Yeah, no, that's right. And then look, think about the people that still need advice when it comes to construction of their home, their business. Public adjusters. I mean, this is really a great service.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I'm lucky to have a great group of friends that said yes to, like, helping me put this together. And, you know, we've got some really great experts that are going to be coming out to these events. And, you know, I know just my personal, you know, when Katrina came, 16 years ago, you know, my family had issues with our contractor and stuff. I mean, it happens. I mean, my family thought they did everything right, checking, you know, Better Business Bureau and stuff. And it still happens to the best of us, you know, even when you try your very, very, very best, you know. know, bad things can happen. And sometimes just being unsure of where to go and where to start and, oh my gosh, what do I do, And so having people there that, are just going to be for free answering your questions and talking to you about maybe things that have been on your mind, things that maybe, you need to know,
All right. So specifically, where will you be in Assumption Parish at DePolyanville tomorrow from 11 to 2?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Assumption Parish High School, I think in the stadium area, but you can go on my website, amandashaw.com/bayou-relief-tour. And we have all the dates and times that we have announced. So tomorrow I'll be in Napoleonville, by Assumption High School. And then, on Sunday, I'm going to be in Thibodaux at, the Thibodaux Family Church, but we have events going all the way through the month of November. So, that's just this weekend. We have seven different locations that we've announced all across the Bayou parishes. So go check it out and go see when we're going to be in your neighborhood and come hang out with us, because we definitely want to help as many people as we can.
You know, and we can stay in touch and we can talk again next Friday and talk about the events that weekend, just to remind people that it's going on, because, free advice really for the damage to your home and the damage to your soul, and free music with Amanda Shaw and free food. So this is really a wonderful thing that you're doing. It's the Bayou Relief Tour, and I think it's great that you're doing it. And thanks for taking time to talk with us about it.
Oh, thanks so much. I hope you guys come out, and Scoot, you have to come out too. At least one or two of the events, you got to come out.
Yeah,
and hang out.
I'm going to try to make Sunday. I'm going to try to be in Thibodaux on Sunday.
Oh, awesome! Right. Well, I can't wait to see you, Scoot, and
All right.
Hope a lot of you guys listening come out and hang out with
us. Take care. Good talking to you, Amanda.
Thanks. Talk
right.
to you soon.
All right. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to more of your calls here in just a moment. So we're talking about love stories, and I would love to hear your love story. Love to hear your love story. Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin. He used to be married to Gwyneth Paltrow. His new girlfriend is Dakota Johnson. She was in 50 Shades of Grey. We do not know if she picked up any props from the movie and brought them to their new home, a 12-point-something million-dollar home in Malibu. You know, that's kind of a starter-up home in Malibu, really. He dedicated this number one hit, Universe, to her at the concert, saying, "She is my universe." This was in London the other day. And also in the news today, 78-year-old Roger Waters of Pink Floyd just got married for the fifth time, but he says, "This one's the keeper. This one's the good one. I'm so happy." So, even at 78, you can be happy. And I guess it's cool that you can still take those little pills that, make everything possible. Everything is possible. All right, this is Universe. Coldplay did this with BTS. Good catchy song. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, the Open Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Free for All Friday. We're coming back with WFUL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With my cold hand.
Oh, wow.
Please, I'm not dead. Help me. Save me.
Oh, my God. I bet you scare the hell out of people.
Oh, wait. It's better. My husband, at the time, just some person I didn't know, would grab their ankles from under the table.
No.
It was cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
It's really fun. Man, did that for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it was so much fun. We did it year after year for a while. But we found each other and discovered that we were two kind of playful human beings going through life. And we stayed together for 41 years and he died in January.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, Jeannie, but that's a great love story. You were on top on the table and he was underneath. I mean, it's a great story. It really is. I'm sure you have fond memories of him.
There won't be another one like that, let me tell you. Well,
are you doing okay now?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All right, Jeannie, well, take care. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and let's go to Barbara in New Orleans. Hey, Barbara, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just calling, and I had a little thought about the binge drinking. You know, sometimes people just need to take the hair down, but not at least once a week. I don't know about that much, but sometimes, and it doesn't take 5 or 6 drinks to get you going most of the time.
Well, no, I don't drink very much, so it doesn't take much for me at all. I mean, I'm a really cheap date. Doesn't take much for me at all. But, you know, I mean, but, you know, when you hear about people just binge drinking, I mean, I think about just going out and it's almost like your goal is to get drunk. And I think sometimes, you know, most people just get drunk as a byproduct of going out and having a good time. Their goal isn't to get drunk. But with binge drinkers, it seems like the goal is to get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. Most of the time, I just have to make sure I have a couple hours the next day to
recover. At least.
Yeah.
Do you know what the hot buzz cocktail is now around the country?
No. What is it?
An espresso martini.
Oh, okay.
Espresso martini.
I went out to a restaurant and around the bar, everybody had lemon drops. So I say, give me one.
Oh, yeah. Those are tasty. You don't even know you're drinking alcohol. You got to be careful with that. They'll sneak up on you.
But yeah, it's fun every day. And then the weather changes. So yeah, you might need one to keep a little warm. Yeah.
All right, Barbara, I appreciate the call.
All right.
Let's go to Jimmy, who's in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, man. I know everybody's getting ready for the James Taylor concert. I know you're going. I'm jealous. I heard you talking with Amanda Shaw. I think next week she's going to be in Gretna. And they're actually, your other friend from the Top Cats is playing tonight. They're doing free concerts.
Awesome.
Every Friday at 6 o'clock by the Gretna Ferry.
By the Gretna Ferry.
Yes, and the Top Cats are tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and one other thing. I know not everybody wants to go see James Taylor or has the money for it, but there's an Iron Maiden tribute tonight at Southport Hall.
Okay.
That features some guys from the Lillian Axe Band and also the old singer of the band from Razor White. They're playing tonight. They're doing a tribute to Iron Maiden in Southport Hall.
That's nice. I mean, you're always into those groups, and you know what's happening, so I appreciate you always calling us and letting us know. And by the way, I think they're going to be somewhere else, but this weekend, Metallica is going to be playing at a listener's wedding, his daughter's wedding, tomorrow in Destrehan. So I don't know where else they're going to be. I'm sure they're going to pop up somewhere else because, as you know, if you listen to this show, Metallica plays every weekend in New Orleans. So, all right, so the Top Cats at Gretna Ferry tonight, and I guess Amanda Shaw next week. Let's check in with Steve in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, Steve, welcome to WWL.
Shoot, my love story is when the first time I heard you on the radio. I figure I'd just throw that one in there.
Oh, dear Lord.
but really, you made me fall in love with New Orleans. You made me fall in love with the Gulf Coast.
Well, that's good.
And
that's
forgot what year it was. What year did you first come on?
Wow. I think it was 73, but it was 74 when I think I started doing the morning show. But I started in radio.
Wow.
I started in radio in 1970. And then I was on the air.
In 1988, I was working for General Haig, and we were here for the Republican National Convention.
Okay.
And just listening to you describe the city and what it is, my concern is I saw that you moved out, and I can tell you for the first time in 35, 36 years I've been coming to this beautiful city from Mobile, I felt unsafe. Turned around. I was walking down Bourbon Street before the Saints game and just turned around and walked back. We have to get the allure. We have to get over this, obviously, through vaccines and everything.
Yeah.
Get the mystique back to the Gulf Coast, the New Orleans, the Mobile, the Pensacolas. You hear me talk about it all the time. We have such a unique history and lure for all the world to be seen, but I just think we've lost it through this COVID, and we have to gain it back. I know we will, but it's just like I said, in 88, even 80, actually it was 86 when I came for the first time, and growing up in Juneau Beach, Florida, you know, I'd never been to New Orleans, and I listened to you describe it, and I remember vividly, there was something going on in downtown New Orleans, and it wasn't the French Quarter, but you made me want you. I listened so intently to what the history and what the excitement was about, and I just feel through COVID we've lost that, and we've got to gain it back.
Yeah, I think everybody's lost that step, and I think the one thing that we really have to get our hands around is the crime situation and the perception that there are too many people who don't feel safe walking in the quarter of a certain element that is out there and preying on people. And even if it's if it's not random, it's this, you know, if they're going to shoot at each other, innocent people get shot. And so more needs to be done to calm that down.
Scoot, just to let you know, I was a bodyguard for General Haig.
Wow.
I've been coming here forever. And I was in the Army for quite some time. Needless to say, I've never felt unsafe in New Orleans. I've been in and out at every crevice, been here to every party. It, you know, we're sister cities between Mobile, but this past time I was there, I felt personally unsafe. And it is exactly what you just about the element, the people who are down there. And
you feel it when you're down there.
Oh yeah,
and so more needs to be done to neutralize that and to make it fair for the good people, because perception is reality. And when you feel it when you're down there, you get this uneasy feeling, and it's not like it used to be. And I think admitting that is the first step toward correcting it.
But we'll be back. We'll come back.
All right, Steve. I appreciate the call. All right, so we're talking about love stories, and you know, I mean, did you find the person that you really wanted? I mean, a lot of different people out there, but sometimes you just click with somebody, and all of a sudden, you know, you find out that that's the one you want. Yeah, we'll get to a few more calls about this before the show comes to an end. That's been fun talking about this going into the weekend. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a busy weekend. You're going to have to wait in line at some of your favorite coffee shops because the cooler weather is going to bring people into the coffee shops. And it's going to be a busy weekend. People are going to be out. They're going to be out because of the cooler weather. All right, so how did you find the one that you wanted? The one that you found? Oh, by the way, let me share this email with you. It says, Scoot, in response to a recent caller who called about so-called women wanting real men don't even look at a woman if she's not double D chest size, long blonde hair or red hair, perfectly made up, and thin. And it's true. I've been with guys who are overweight. And I've heard them say, gee, that dancer up there on the pedestal, she's kind of fat. And I said, you got a mirror? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Friday afternoon. It's going to be a cool weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, I mean, I hope it's going to be a fun weekend. You know, it's always my goal to have fun on the weekend, even if I do absolutely nothing. Last night on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel, I did something a little different. The video is titled Salt, the New Food Terrorist. And like there's this new report out and the FDA is recommending new daily recommendations for consumption of salt, sodium. Because, I mean, even in sweet stuff, you'd be amazed at how much sodium's in there. So what I did last night is I got some items out of my cabinet in my apartment. And I on YouTube, I went through some of it. I showed you some of the items and I talked about how much sodium they have in them. And it doesn't take much to get to what they recommend to be the daily level. So, you know, I mean, look, I know you're looking at fat grams, you're looking at calories, you're looking at carbs, you're looking at sugar. Well, now you got to look at salt too. And it really is amazing. Even sweet things have a lot of salt, a lot of sodium in them. So, you know, just be careful because too much salt can lead to high blood pressure. Let's go to Raceland. Tommy, you're on WWL. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing there, Scoot?
I'm good.
I have a good story.
Okay.
My wife and I met, I guess 37 years ago or something like that. We met at a church social. We were both divorced, had kids, and I was in the kitchen. I hadn't even seen her. She came later than me, and I was getting a drink, I believe, a beer or something. She walks in with a bottle of wine.
Wow.
That was the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. And she said, can you help me? I said, yeah, what do you need? She said, well, I don't drink wine, but I stopped to get this bottle for Lee. I don't know how to open it. So I opened it for her, and we talked for a good while. And then she had to go. And I stayed just a little bit to try and find out who it was. And nobody would tell me.
Really?
So it took me 5 years to catch her. A mutual friend that was at that party called me and said, Tommy, I think it's time. You can call her. And I did. And we went out for a year and a half or so, I guess. And after that, I mean, we did really well. I mean, she had two kids. I had two. Hers were both out. Mm-hmm. I had a young teenage son, and he was upset because of his mother. His mother found another boyfriend.
Yeah.
But
this could be tough.
We had nice times together. We did well.
Oh, good.
And we got married. It was 32 years we've been married.
Wow.
And still going strong.
Tommy, it's a great story, man. I appreciate you sharing that. I know sometimes, you know, a second marriage can be really tough on the kids.
Yeah. All right, Tommy. It worked out. We live out in the country here in Richmond, and the hurricane.
Oh, good. Did you do okay?
Pretty good.
Right, did you get okay?
Well, I took a roof, knocked roof off the shingles and tore my barn down and a bunch of stuff, but there's nothing compared to what you see if you drive around.
So you're going
to
be okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be fine.
Well, Tommy, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling, and you guys enjoy the cool weekend.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Let's go to Mid-City. Mary, you're on WWL.
Hi. Good afternoon, Scoot. I really have enjoyed the stories. First of all, my brother's friend got married twice. And when he got married the second time, he said, second marriage, first wife.
Interesting.
And I know. It's very interesting. I think about it a lot. And anyway, I was up in New York City. I was leaving on a jet plane. Didn't know when I'd be back again, right?
Yeah.
So, right. You know the song. So I went with some friends. I went to tell them goodbye up in New York City. And they took me to a singles bar. I said, I don't even know what that is. And so I still had some organic peanut butter I'd bought, which was kind of hard to find where I lived in Louisiana. So I just went with them, you know. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash was playing on jukebox, and this guy came up to me. And he had real kinky black hair, and I had kinky black hair, too, but it wasn't as kinky as his. And his was a little bit longer. No, we both had long hair. And his went to his shoulder. Mine went longer. And he touched my hair, and he said, this is the truth. Your hair represents the truth. And it was like it was a circuit of electricity.
Wow.
And we just, yeah, we really enjoyed each other all night long. And then all of a sudden I noticed my friends had left.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, where are they? And he said, they left. I said, what kind of fine feathered friends are these, you know? And I said, well, I have to get back to Queens, and I don't know how. I guess I'll have to catch the bus. He said, I'll walk with you to the bus stop. He knew which bus. He walked me to the bus stop, and I didn't know how to thank him, so I gave him the peanut butter. And I got on the bus, and he said he worked at the Green Walk Studio. He was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next day I was thinking, man, I there's something between us. So I found out which subway to take. I think it was in the Bronx. I'm not sure. And I went over to the Green Walk Studio and met his boss. And
okay,
I
so did you guys
boss,
end up together?
Well, listen, he said the boss said he never showed up this morning. He didn't show up for work. And I said, well, I'm going back to Louisiana, and I gave my address and everything. And I started getting postcards of Picasso, Monet, all mm-hmm. these artists, beautiful postcards. And I had left my phone number. To get my phone number, you don't get it.
All right, well, did you get together with him?
No. This is what I'm saying. I wondered all my life, did I make a mistake? So he called, and I was moving out of the country, and he said, "Oh, I'm afraid we'll never see each other again." And I talked to a future in-law, who was from up north, and I said, I don't know, there was something odd about him. His movements were slow, and she said, oh, he's probably on heroin. And I didn't know anything about stuff like that. And I said, oh, okay. So I didn't hook up with him, and I went out of the country, and when I got back, I looked for him. I never found him. So I've always wondered, you know, what would it have been like?
You know, that's an interesting way to look at it. Mary, I appreciate the call. It's an interesting story because, you know, I mean, I think we can all look at our lives and think that, you know, yeah, somebody got away, you know. There was somebody that we felt like we really could connect with, and it never really happened. Sometimes love is complicated. Sometimes love is painful. Sometimes love just, yeah. I can't hear this song without thinking about Adam Sandler and The Wedding Singer. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Friday afternoon, and we are getting into the weekend right now. Today, Fans and the Pros with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and Saints color analyst, all-time Saints leading rusher, Deuce McAllister, the playmaker. All right, so look, they've got a lot to talk about, and they'll also be talking about the basketball season with the Pelicans opening up next week. Saints off this week, but LSU takes on Florida tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. It's going to be early. There's a butcher in Madison, Wisconsin, who for Halloween and for the Spooktoberfest in Madison, Wisconsin, has come up with a new idea. He's combining those candy corns. You know those candy corns that come out at Halloween? He's combining candy corns with sausage. He's stuffing sausage with candy corns. No. There's no need to eat the candy corns, period. But especially not in sausage. Is that not disgusting? I would like to thank our program director, brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, and our studio producer, Sean Ross. Sean, I've enjoyed doing the show with you this week. Yes, you've done a great job. Ian will be back on Monday, but I know it's a complicated show to do, but thank you. You have done a great job. And also, associate producer, Tim Zimmer. Tim, thank you for all of your work. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. It's going to be a great weekend. Enjoy it. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.